This is AP News Minute. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are either off the job or working without pay due to the partial federal government shutdown. President Trump is demanding funds for a Mexico border wall as Democrats prepare to take power in the House next week. New Mexico authorities say the 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who died in U.S. custody had the flu. Felipe Gomez Alonso was the second Guatemalan child to die in U.S. custody after crossing the border in December. An El Paso shelter director says his organization has served 1,300 people released by immigration authorities. Ruben Garcia says all of the people were released in the past 5 days, including 500 on Wednesday. And the nation's oldest living World War II veteran has died. Richard Overton was 112 and may have been the oldest living man in the U.S.